Rumors about who Lotto's mystery man is are coming to a head. Lizzo shows off her man with pride. Two more members of Luna asked to leave the band. We've got new leaders on top of the charts. And we're breaking down everything that happened at the Grammys. Hey y'all, welcome to the brand new Billboard News with fancy new graphics. Let's jump in and talk about these charts. Tomorrow by Together has topped the Billboard 200 for the first time. Their The Name chapter Temptation debuts atop the tally dated February 11th. The five-song set earned over 161,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. I remember when Hu Young Kai told us before its debut just how good it would be.
Our album we released in January, so please looking forward to us. It'll be awesome.
It's the guy's third top 10 charting effort and halts the chart-topping run for SZA's SOS, which falls to number 2 after spending its first 7 weeks at number 1. Over on the Hot 100, Miley Cyrus grabs a third week at number 1 with Flowers, as Lil Uzi Vert rounds out the top 10 with Just Wanna Rock. Future of Luna looks uncertain as new lawsuits have been filed by its members. It's being reported that Luna members Vivi and Hyunjin filed lawsuits to suspend their contract with BlockBerry Creative. It is getting messy over at BlockBerry. With the addition of Vivi and Hyunjin's request for an injunction, all 11 members of Luna have taken legal action to exit the embattled agency. Sounds like the ultimate K-drama to me. Reports claim the two women's requests will likely be granted, as they have similar deals as Hyejin, Kim Lip, Jin Seol, and Choeri, who were successful in being released from their deals. The first member to leave the group was Chu, but BlockBerry Creative kicked her out and reportedly filed a petition to try and block her from participating in entertainment in Korea. Whew, all right, well, the group's album, The Origin Album Zero, which was set to release in early January, has been postponed indefinitely as the situation with its members has yet to be resolved. Lotto had everyone playing internet detective when she told Hot 107.9 this about her mystery man.
I got a vet. I got the lamb, I got the Birkins, you know what I'm saying? I got the heart.
Okay.
I don't pay no bills.
You big lot on you don't pay no bills.
I don't pay no bills.
Mm. So you just stacking all that you eat?
Yeah.
Come on, man, 24 and Rick, come on, stop playing.
Everyone had their guesses on who he could be, but multiple outlets are alleging this pic of a behind-the-ear tattoo belongs to Lotto and was posted on her hairstylist's IG. That name in red, Shea, just happens to be 21 Savage's legal name. The two collaborated on Lotto's Willie, which could have sparked their rumored romance. Another romance that's not a mystery, Lizzo showed off her man, comedian and host Mike Wright on IG with the caption, "Hard lunch." The two have been linked since 2021, but we love to see them walk red carpets together. Maybe he inspired some tracks on her album. Beyonce kept us waiting and breaks the Grammy record. Harry Styles shocks us and himself. 50 years of hip-hop was celebrated. Kim Petras makes history. I'm running down everything you missed at the 2023 Grammys. Bad Bunny was setting up for a huge night as he opened the Grammys with a party that had everyone from Mary J. Blige to Taylor Swift dancing. Later, he took home Best Musica Urbana Album. We were all Lizzo when host Trevor Noah said she was in the building.
We got Beyoncé's in the room, people. Are you?
But she hadn't even made it to the arena when she won for Best R&B Song. That was presented by Viola Davis after she became an EGOT for her win for Best Audiobook, Narration, and Storytelling Recording for Finding Me. But later, after Traffic, she accepted the award in the crowd.
The Queen is officially in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Beyoncé Knowles. I was shocked to find out that traffic could stop you. I thought you traveled through space and time.
More on Queen Bee later. Madonna showed up to introduce a heated performance.
Are you ready for a little controversy?
I couldn't wait to see my girl Kim Petras join Sam Smith, and they delivered an unholy performance.
Doing something unholy.
Kim also made history as the first trans Grammy winner for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for that song.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award.
And Lizzo took us to church. Harry Styles brought disco to the Grammy stage and also won Best Pop Vocal Album. Cardi B presented Kendrick Lamar with the Best Rap Album Grammy. Quavo gave a moving tribute to Migos rapper Takeoff during the Grammy Memorial. It was finally Beyoncé's time to shine. She took home Best Dance Electronic Music Album, making her the most awarded artist in Grammy history.
I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night.
The inaugural Dr. Dre Global Impact Award was debuted right before celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop with Run DMC.
And other rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
LL Cool J, Jazzy Jeff, Questlove, Salt-N-Pepa, Flavor Flav, Queen Latifah, Busta Rhymes, Missy Elliott, Nelly, Lil Baby, Glorilla, Lil Uzi Vert, and so much more. It was iconic. Adele won for Best Pop Solo Performance, Bunny Ray won Song of the Year, Samara Joy won Best New Artist, Lizzo won Record of the Year and gave the best speech ever.
And anybody at home who feels misunderstood or on the outside looking in like I did, just stay true to yourself.
And when it came to Album of the Year,
this doesn't happen to people like me very often, and this is so, so nice. Thank you very, very much.
I was shook. DJ Khaled, John Legend, Rick Ross, Jay-Z, and others closed the show with The Last Supper, performing their Grammy-nominated track. That's a wrap on the day after the Grammys. I think I need a nap, but we'll be back tomorrow with the latest in music news. I'll be talking to Lance Bass, and you'll get to know Nessa Barrett a little better. This is Billboard News.